Join our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastenvy.
But there was a survey was done, and this is a legit real thing. 37% of dog owners don't vaccinate their dogs for fear of their dog getting autism.
Are you reading an Onion headline?
No, that's a real thing that people think.
I wonder what Bob Barker would think.
Well, he's chopping off their nuts. I don't think he cares so much about the autism. I just don't know, man. I mean, I had a dog once and it was nonverbal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
I was wondering where this was going. God bless.
The only podcast that sounds like Weird Al and Steely Dan had a baby and put it on a Craigslist classified ad for a new drummer. This is Podcast Envy. And now here's Bacon, Tim, and Brian.
Podcast Envy.
You know, the intro is better. Did you finally go capital B, lowercase b instead of lowercase b, capital R? Or what did I say?
I don't remember.
Let me start over.
Do it again. Do it again.
Sometimes my brain moves faster than my lips.
Did you do a big B and a little B followed by a couple more Bs?
Is there an R in there somewhere?
Brian. Brian.
That's what we should do.
Yes.
Ah, fuck it. Leave it in.
We'll do it live.
But yeah, that's the same one we used last time.
Sounds good. I dig it.
Yeah, it's the same thing as last time.
I don't know. Something changed. Maybe I was just listening to it too harshly.
Perhaps.
In my artist's ear.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. It sounds good now.
Yeah. And I, you know, last pod we did with Ryan, you guys like, you should throw that feedback into the intro. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you guys caught that.
I did.
Because I was expecting a bigger laugh than
the Weird Al. Yes. Yeah. The Craigslist ad is so funny because that's, you know, that's old school.
Well, I don't think it's funny because I was told I look like the Craigslist killer.
Oh my.
Who said that?
People when the Craigslist killer was out.
Really?
Yeah, when I had shorter hair. And so that's why I grew it long and I'm trying to be incognito.
I was going to say, when I got around shorter hair and I killed people on Craigslist.
oh, puberty. Back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have some listener feedback.
Love it.
All right. Dear Podcast Envy Legends.
Ooh.
I loved hearing Ryan drop wisdom about tank tops being his emotional armor. Yeah. You've redefined summer fashion and masculinity in one episode. Also, I'll never look at shoulder exposure the same way again. There's just something freeing about letting your delts breathe while contemplating the lyrics you're listening to. As a former big guy myself, I think Bacon's take was completely wrong. He's just scared that his titty is going to fall out.
That's really damn good. Bacon, you got to contain those titties.
Much respect to Ryan for keeping it 100% cotton and 100% real. That was from Mike D.
That was fantastic. Okay.
That was a good feedback.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Mike D.
My titties are going to fall out. Jesus.
Flopping out.
Who knows? We got to try it next episode. We should all just show up in
tank tops.
Yeah. Right.
It's perfect for the season.
Let's see if his titties fall out.
I guess I'm going to the thrift shop.
I'm going to pop some tags.
I'm going to pop some titties.
The second one, Dear Podcast Envy, since people are giving you comparisons in the feedback, here's mine.
Okay.
The Podcast Envy host lineup is basically if NPR and a dive bar open mic night had a love child.
Okay.
Bacon is the stable ringleader. Brian's out here floating in the metaphysical pond of jokes. And Tim's the wild card who start an argument just to watch it go down.
Yes.
That's that is true.
That's
Tim to a T.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, he found the buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was that?
Oh, didn't I say there's some Daniel?
Oh,
Daniel.
He says, cheers.
Thank Appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's the feedback.
You know who we haven't heard from in a while?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Do you think they are upset with us?
I don't know. Maybe they lost interest.
Maybe they are just too busy.
Maybe they found another podcast to pick on.
That's true.
No.
So what have you guys been up to lately? It's been a while since we recorded just the three of us pod.
That's right, because we had an interview last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Ryan.
And you guys have been on vacations, and I've been just sitting here waiting for you guys to come back.
Well, I got a haircut.
Again?
It's the third time in 3 weeks.
You just get the split ends.
I really did get a haircut. So I unintentionally got it just before the episode, but I intentionally went shorter this time than last time.
So like an inch and a half.
You can't notice anything?
No.
Nothing?
I haven't seen you in like a month. I don't remember what it looked like.
Okay, flow it. Play some music, Bacon.
Oh, man. Da, 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 no pressure.
Da, 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 da. No.
Not that song. Da, 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 da.
That's good. Yeah, Liv cut my hair again. Did a phenomenal job. She's okay. So quick and awesome and good. She's only got like 20 days or so left in her beauty school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that she's already interviewing at a couple salons. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So then after that happens, will you go to her salon?
Either way. I mean, if she's happy. So she at present is driving to my house and we just do it in the kitchen.
Right.
So if we can keep that going, that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. No, nice. I'm just happy that she's doing something that she loves and she's actually really good at it. And I'm happy to, you know, keep employing her for the haircuts.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Do you know what the difference between a salon and a salon is? About $300.
Yeah. What was the, is it the Acento?
Yeah.
Cool.
So since we've talked last, we had a gig.
We did.
Rusty Rudder.
We were back.
A non-torrential storm.
Beautiful day.
Ships slamming into the dock.
Yeah.
Kind of gig. Yeah. No, it was great. Beautiful day for it.
Yeah. Good company.
Yeah.
Family time.
I had the fam come. It was cool. That's they had a great time.
Yeah. We got silly.
Mm-hmm.
Bought some things from the dollar store.
Oh my gosh. I should have brought it.
You should have brought it. Man. Dewey doo-doo.
Yeah.
Or is it doo-doo-dooey?
No, I think it was Dewey Doo-Doo.
Oh, okay.
Are the kids still playing with it?
I don't know where it is, so no.
It's been He's relegated. Already falling apart.
Yeah.
We had the funniest dinner, I think, at Grotto's Pizza.
Yep.
Brian was being extra silly for the kids.
He was.
I think our server was off of that. Yeah.
That is my audience there.
They still play with that fish that has the lazy eye.
A stress reliever. Yeah.
They're like, Uncle Brian's lazy eye, Dad.
We went ham. Whatever they wanted, I was like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Grab it. Let's go. Jeez. Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah,
it was a great gig too. It was it was a gig to remember, certainly from like learning different personalities and how to work with other. And I'm talking about the sound engineer.
Yeah,
and he was cool, super easy guy, but for whatever reason, wasn't picking up what we were putting down.
Yeah, well, and it was so funny because the first couple songs, like, I was just playing like normal. And so was Bacon. I look over at you and you're like giving me looks like, I can only hear you. And I was like,
all I heard was your guitar.
I can't.
The whole time I'm like, is that me? Is that him? Yeah. Who's off? What is happening? Because we were tuned slightly different.
Really?
Well,
who's off? Did you hear that?
At least he asked the question.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know, what was cool is that the guy. So I don't know if you noticed this the last couple times we've been up there, but they took down the big oscillating fans that were behind the performers.
Oh yeah.
And so I noticed they weren't there, but the guy that was setting up for the late night band, he brought fans and set them down and he was like, you want these? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Crank
them up. He put it up right behind me. It was great.
Yeah. That band was Love Seed.
Mm-hmm. Love Seed. That's right.
And funny thing, like I knew of Love Seed when I was growing up in Delaware. Back in the 1990s, they were playing clubs in Philly around that time. So they've been around for a long time.
Wow.
Now, do you think that it's just a name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure.
Band members kind of rotate.
Yeah.
Has it always been the same singer?
No.
Okay. So when did they hire Gru?
I don't know.
When they stole that moon. They're like, this guy's going places.
It's his latest criminal escapade, I guess.
He's in retirement.
Right.
It's a good gig. And Bacon and I also played a corporate gig recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was at the, what do they call it? The Lorton Workhouse? Is what they call it?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Is it by the old jail?
It is the old jail.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they converted it probably 10 plus years ago into like an art installation, and there's like part of it's a museum and part of it's this and that, but they do classes. They have art shows there, but it definitely has like this segmented, yeah. you know, strange kind of vibe to it. There's yeah. a huge middle courtyard. And even when we were setting up, I was like, could you imagine being here in like the 80s, 70s or 80s right. and just like chain smoking cigarettes in the court? Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It downpoured in that gig too.
Dude, it was insane. Yeah. It was hot as balls.
It really was.
And we had to walk across the entire courtyard to get our gear to the where they had the tent set up for the right. stage. Yeah, we set up. It was fine. And then it just started pouring. Mm-hmm. And table, you know, canopies were flipping over because the wind was whipping through. But I felt bad for them yeah. just because I know that the team that works over there, we've been doing gigs for them for 4 or 5 years now because mm-hmm. we do the Brews for the Brave, mm-hmm. which we can get into in a second. But I know it takes a lot of time and energy to plan this stuff. And when you see it literally, you know, stuff's yeah. flying across the courtyard, but it was entertaining.
Did
for
you play
us.
Folsom?
We did.
Nice.
We did. Oh, no, we didn't. I'm sorry. We played Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah. what I heard in my head when you said Folsom.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. It was crazy because when we were unloading, like Brian said, it was scorching hot and it was sunny as all hell. Like there was
yeah. not a cloud in the sky. Oh, yeah. Jinx.
And then like an hour later, yeah. it was just like torrential.
Yep. Yeah. We've got Brews for the Brave coming up, which yep. is a fun event. We've been doing that for what, 5 years?
Yeah.
At least?
Yeah.
Because they've moved us to different parts of that ballroom
yeah.
area.
It's a charity golf tournament that they run, and then they have the vendors out at the different holes, and then they come back to the clubhouse or the ballroom mm. And then we do live music for a couple hours, and yeah, yeah. that's cool.
So it's the fall time.
It is
almost September 22nd is really when it starts, but
okay. Well, sure feels like it. I mean, the weather
has been
outside of that hot day you guys played. I mean, it's been, yeah. what, 50 degrees in the morning?
Yeah. Pretty cool. The windows are open at the Casa right now.
Nice. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. What else is going on? We got fall coming up. What's happening in fall?
Well, the World Series, Red October is coming.
Right.
The Hunt For?
Oh, no. Red October is what we call Phillies playoffs.
Yeah.
For baseball. So yeah, that we're starting the playoff.
I don't have
you
the
knew badoom- that was coming.
Yeah, I did.
I don't have the badoomch. You're the man. All these buttons, nothing anymore. Yeah,
I know.
What
well,
are you talking
remember
about?
When it was closer to me and I could reach yeah. it, I would be able to do it. But he keeps moving it further and further from me. So.
Bacon's like the government. He promised us buttons. We have no buttons. I created my own buttons,
and now I'm going to take them.
And I know you are.
Womp womp womp. This has been. Not exciting. I don't know. I'm just hitting buttons now.
Yeah.
Just so I could reach it. But did you see him look at me? He looked at me like, what are you doing to my yeah. board?
Like this used to be.
How dare you?
This used to be normal.
No, I know. Marcus is hating this, by the way. We are just bantering.
I'll admit, I have missed a few jokes in the last few episodes. I don't think I just missed a joke because I would have hit the button.
Oh, there was a joke. I don't know if it was the last episode before that you totally missed.
Totally.
And I looked over at you and you were face down, I looked at Brian, we were laughing, and it was like,
yep,
what's going on?
Yeah, watching that playback was pretty painful. All right.
You know, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do everything abnormal.
I promise I'll be more attentive to your buttons, all right?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, push our buttons.
You have to make a good joke, though. It can't just be like...
And who's the audience?
Yeah.
You?
Exactly.
No, the podcast listeners.
I know. So they're all great jokes.
Yes.
Let it slide. All just right. like we are into fall.
Yeah. Let it burn.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baseball.
Red October.
The
or
other
something.
Thing.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say that the playoff pictures are starting to come in a little bit clearer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Phillies were given their magic number.
Yeah. That's great. Yep.
The Nationals were last place in the NL East.
That's right.
Do you even know baseball? Barely.
I asked my brother a lot of questions.
Yeah.
He knows the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that who you're talking to when you're not pushing the buttons?
No. Yeah, actually.
Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah. in the American League, it's Detroit Tigers, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Houston Astros, which I think they should be disbanded as a baseball team personally for the cheating that they did.
Well, I don't know I why think they paid still, their price.
Did they deflate they their balls too?
No, they were tipping each other on what pitch was coming next.
Correct.
So,
but the Red Sox did the same thing. You didn't hear much about it.
Really?
Other teams were doing the same thing.
Well, that makes me want to question.
How do they tip them off? Is it just through the signals, hand signals and stuff?
So they've changed it now where there's really, I mean, catchers don't give signals anymore. They have a pitch comm system on their arm where they just hit the button and then the pitchers wear an earpiece and they hear it's like fastball.
Yeah. Curveball.
What? They got slider. Stephen Hawking in their ear?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. That's so crazy. Now you can't steal signs because they were putting cameras up in center field and
learning the signs.
And just, yes, correct.
But isn't that.
And so then they would relay it.
A part of baseball in general?
It kind of
sort of. Wasn't that like the doing the recon and trying to figure out what your opponent's doing and then trying to outsmart them? So why are we upset about that? It's because not technically cheating.
It is
no,
cheating.
It's not.
If you're using technology,
change. Speaking in hieroglyphics.
I think the problem was they were using technology to their advantage.
You could watch baseball
games. Get with
games.
The times, bro.
You could watch baseball games and hear them hit the trash can whenever a fastball was coming or something like that, so they would know what pitch was coming before.
Yes,
and they I don't know did they win the World Series that year?
But think of how much energy it takes to learn that.
Right.
And to decipher that, to figure it out, to use it to your advantage. That's smart to me.
You could be spending that time getting better at batting or getting better at your position in on the field. There's this big thing in the Little League World Series this year, or at least maybe it was the playoff games, the batters that would, with the base runners that would get to second base were tipping off the batters and the umpire, because it's actually illegal in Little League. You can't do that.
It is. I'm a coach. I know.
And the umpire had to warn the team twice, say, hey, guys, got to knock that shit off. You can't do that.
Yep. How far are the Phillies going to go this year?
I don't want to make predictions because I don't know.
Is it bad juju?
I feel like it's bad juju. Exactly. Okay. I will say.
All right, American League.
American League?
We'll stay out of the National League. What do you think about American League?
I think the Yankees have a chance. I think Toronto's playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But my secret squirrel pick is Seattle.
I like that.
They might pull it out.
They have a great lineup. They got the big dumper.
Yeah,
the big dumper. I gave you an opening.
I know.
That's you. You're the big dumper.
They've got the. There it is.
Yep. Speaking of that.
Oh boy,
there is an interview of Aaron Nola after yesterday's game.
Oh, and somebody
blasted a fart on live TV.
Well done.
Oh my
well
gosh. Done.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
He was in the middle of talking, and then he goes.
It was like, it was loud. It echoed. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, I did see that.
It was pretty funny.
Does Schwarber win the MVP?
Of the National League?
I mean,
he just hit 50. I think he, yeah.
It's either him or Otani.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Schwarber, because he did the thing in the All-Star game, too.
That's right.
I mean, the Phillies really got their outfield stuff together.
It's pitching.
And their pitching is good.
Yeah.
We got Bader, who's a power hitter.
Yeah.
And he made some incredible grabs. He stole a couple of home runs from people in the last couple of games.
Speaking of Phillies, the viral video of the lady taking.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Did we talk? Did we?
We haven't talked about that. Did you hear about that?
Somebody said that she lost her job. That they fired her.
Really? I haven't seen a source for that.
Yikes!
But the company she works for
something.
Did. Yeah, that was something. So for the people that didn't see it, so the Philly, somebody, I think it was Bader, hit a home run.
Yep. And it was in Miami.
And it was in Miami, yeah. And so
he hit a home run.
Hit it in the stands.
And then it went to the stands.
Yep. And there it is. And it bounced around a little bit. There was like four or five people going after it. Mm-hmm. And a dude that was like maybe 7 to 10 seats down ran over.
He just got
a good hop and grabbed it, went over to his kid and gave the kid the ball.
And then, it was his birthday weekend.
And it was his birthday weekend.
And then Karen came over and was like,
damn, son.
Give me that shit.
She goes, that's my ball.
Yeah, you took that ball from me.
Yeah.
My father just died.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds made up.
I swear to God, that's what I heard she said.
You think that's just what came to mind?
And so maybe. It was on video.
I'm going through chemo.
And it was so funny because the announcers for Philly were like, wow, that's crazy. And Ruben says, that's some Karen action going on.
Didn't take so long funny. For that.
It just came right out, man.
Yeah.
And
but unfortunately, there was no John Kruk there.
I can only imagine what John would have said.
I wonder, I was thinking the other night, the first person that developed a light bulb, what was he thinking when that light bulb went on?
Whoever invented the clock, how did he know what time it was?
How did he know? No, did, well, I think he was using a sundial. Well, are you sure about that? How did he know exactly what time it was? The Marlins came with a gift bag for him.
Yep.
And then after the game, Harrison Bader gave him a signed baseball bat.
Yeah, they met him under the tunnels and meet and greet.
I saw a funny meme where they put her in that picture with the two of them. And she goes, that bat's mine.
Someone used AI to recreate the video. And as she walks away, she starts looking like Gollum.
Precious.
And she's holding the baseball.
There were a couple different takes out there that I saw on the Instagrams and the TikToks. One of them was that guy should not have gone that far away from his seat to try to get the ball. Nope, I mean, don't care.
No, it's fair game.
It's fair game. That's
it
the rules.
It is fair game.
It's fair game.
Right?
But and give it to a kid.
Obviously, it was coming in her direction where she was standing, and he came over to get it, but it is... If it's on the ground, like it's not like he took it out of her glove.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. He didn't take it out of her possession.
Yeah.
It was not her ball. And it was in the seat in front of her.
Yeah.
So it's fair game.
It's fair game. It's not your seat. It's not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he took it and was like celebrating with it. Look at me. No, he went and he put it in his son's glove.
If you were the dad, what would you have done? Would you have given it to her just to get the crazy lady out of your face? Or
100%.
Right.
Because I'm not messing with people
he
anymore.
He doesn't know that he's on camera, right?
That's also true.
And so it's like, well, I'd rather just defuse the situation. And you just suck and we'll just, you know, that'll be a lesson that they both learn kind of thing.
But still, I agree. I would just de-escalate here. If that means that much to you, have it.
It's not that serious.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Or just throwing it back in the field and it's like no one gets it now.
Exactly.
If I can't have it, nobody can.
I probably would have done that.
Brian would have looked at her and says, nobody makes me believe my own belief.
Stay locked in. We'll be right back with more Podcast Envy.
All right, what's next then?
Breaking news.
A new Foo Fighters album is in the works.
No way.
A source told The Hollywood Reporter that Grohl has chosen a new drummer who has been behind the kit for Paramore, Angels and Airwaves, Danny Elfman, Lost Prophets for their new album coming out. They posted on Twitter to tell all their fans, sign up to their newsletter because we've got some news that you don't want to miss out on. They posted a little bit later again saying Studio 606 2025, and Studio 606 is Dave Grohl's studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's a guy named Ruben that's going to be their drummer.
Stuttered?
No. Nine Inch Nails drummer, Ellen Rubin. Well, that's exciting. New Foo Fighters album.
Foo Fighters. That's cool. So, I look forward to it.
Another thing that happened, early progressive rock pioneer, Supertramp singer and co-founder Rick Davies died at the age of 81. Mm. The British singer and keyboardist passed away on Saturday, the 6th of September, after battling multiple myeloma, which is a type of blood cancer. My mom has multiple myeloma.
Mm. How's she doing?
She's in remission, so she's doing okay.
Okay.
She's had it for almost 10 years herself, but she's been in remission for a really long time.
When's the last time you checked on her?
It's been a couple weeks.
Maybe you should do that.
I mean, I know she's fine because she's replying on the family text chain. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she, like I said, she's in remission and she's been in remission for like 3 or 4 years.
Make sure.
She's actually coming up. She'll be here at the end of September.
Okay.
Nice. Put her on the podcast.
Let's go out for dinner.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Because it'll be around my birthday.
When's your birthday again?
Near the end of September. but yeah, the group Supertramp was, before they were Supertramp, was Daddy. Did you know that?
Oh.
They called themselves Daddy.
Oh.
I mean, the transition makes sense. I don't know. Yeah. What else can we call ourselves? Supertramp.
The band experienced a breakthrough on their third album, Crime of the Century, in 1974, but didn't hit it big until 79 when Breakfast in America hit it big.
Yeah, when I first heard Rick Davies, I was like, who is that and why should I know that?
Right.
And then, take a look at my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Oh, LMFAO.
Boom, boom. So one of their popular songs is Breakfast in America. There's also one of the other big popular ones is Goodbye Stranger.
Goodbye, Toby. Toby's gone. Remember?
No.
From The Office? Michael Scott?
Oh, yes. Dude, when you said that earlier, I was like, what is he talking about? Now I got it.
So those big songs, one of my favorite songs actually has
that's so good.
Has the best intro, I think.
Nice and sassy.
Yeah, this is good.
I don't know if I've heard this one.
It'll start sounding more familiar as it goes on.
Riveting.
I often envy the dexterity of piano players.
Indeed.
Where they can do the... I'm like...
Yeah.
I have arthritis.
Diabetes.
Hand diabetes. I should probably work out. Oh, this is Steely Dan.
No.
Michael McDonald.
God damn. Take his name out of your mouth.
Allman Brothers, right?
No, Doobie Brothers.
You would. Oh, Pink Floyd.
I can know why you said that, because it does kind of sound like it a little bit.
A little bit on the intro.
Jackson Brown. Rick Springfield.
I'm not playing this game with you guys anymore.
Well, who won?
Nobody.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Finally, this is one that I think you'll appreciate, Brian. Oh, Oasis frontmen Noel and Liam Gallagher are locked in a legal battle with a clothing retailer also named Oasis.
I have actually seen the labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the band's iconic black and white logo. The brothers relaunched their reunion tour. They applied for a trademark for the logo for merchandise, but the fashion brand was like, nah, not gonna do it.
That's like, well, I don't know. Remember when Facebook became Meta?
Yeah.
And they just basically stuffed whoever Meta was into a hole.
Yeah.
I guess Oasis just doesn't have the tech pull that Facebook did.
Well, it's like, it's one thing to say, you know, this is our trademark, you can't use it. But they actually went a step further and accused the Gallaghers of free riding off of their name. Who's more popular, Oasis clothing or Oasis the band?
Who trademarked it?
Oasis the clothing people.
Yeah.
But that's just lack of foresight from the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, but
they're like, yeah, we got money.
But they're accusing them of riding off of their name. I think it's quite the opposite, my friend.
Because why not add fuel to the fire?
Because it's...
Who cares?
You know, but there's already so many fires
they
out already, there.
They just figured that today is going to be the day.
Don't look back in anger.
Mm-mm. That's right. Yeah. I heard you say.
Yeah.
The Oasis comeback tour is smashing records with over £250 million projected revenue when the stadium sellout.
That's
heavy.
Wow. That's like me.
Yeah.
Million. Sorry, million. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Easy there, tank top.
Oh, titty came out. A question that I had for you guys, because, you know, we only really hang out for this or... Ooh. When we have special occasions or when we have gigs or we're practicing or whatever. But oftentimes there's a purpose for us to get together, right? Like this. So in those moments when we're not together and you're just kind of enjoying life, you know, what are artists that you're listening to? You know, what are some of the, like, maybe more modern stuff or stuff that you've dug up and you're like, oh, like Bacon, we obviously know that you love Van Halen. You listen to Van Halen all the time.
Big time Van Halen.
Can't get enough of Van Halen.
Right.
But yeah, like, what do you guys listen to when, you know, you're just trying to...
Well, do you remember, I don't know, probably about a year ago or so, I mentioned to you guys about the band from Argentina, Pacifica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a couple new singles out.
Ooh. Okay.
That I've been listening to.
And this, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the one where the bass player sings?
Yeah.
Is the singer? Yeah.
Yep. And the guitar player sings also.
So what are you doing when you're listening to this, Bacon?
Working or doing working chores, hanging out.
Vacuuming to the beat.
Right.
Fluffing pillows to the beat.
Just like that.
Yep. Organizing furniture to the beat.
I think Something that's notable about this new song is like their first album was very much like the Strokes. This has that a little bit too still, but it's a little bit more mature, I think.
I can see that.
It's a little poppy.
Yeah.
I hear the Strokes-esque in the guitar for sure. Kind of like Two Door Cinema Club. Or
yeah,
like,
I was going to say that sounds like Two Door Cinema right there.
Or like Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they've been out. They're doing a tour in Japan in a couple of months. Here's another song of theirs. This one's in Spanish.
Oh, is that what that is?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool because when I first like found them specifically, I found the bass player first on Instagram. Mm. And she was doing a Stevie Wonder song. You know that whole long bass line from okay. Very funny. You can feel it all over is the name of the song. Or is the chorus of the song anyway. And anyway, so I found out she was in the band and like they got signed and shit like while I was following her. So like I've been literally following her from the beginning and it's amazing the stuff that they have done and the shows that they've played. It's almost like they're living out the perfect journey of the band. You know, you get discovered, you play a gig, you play a bigger gig, you play a stadium, you know, and then you put out another out. It's like, it's fucking so cool. Yeah.
Radio Good Envy for them. Did that. We played a stadium.
We did. Way up.
Yep. We did.
Yep.
That's true. I have been listening more to stuff my kids bring up to me. One of the artists that my daughter's into is Forrest Frank. Okay.
I'm about to have a good day. Sounds like Surfaces. You sure it's not Surfaces? Is this a combo? Is this the song that you're thinking of? What's the name of it?
Good Day. This kind of sounds country, hip-hop-y kind of a blend there.
Yeah. So I was... So she played it for me. I was like, all right, I can jam with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son, if you all remember, we did walk-up songs for his baseball team in the past. We talked about that in the past. He likes a song by, it's spelled out D4VD. I think it's David. What's that?
Forrest Frank is co-founder and lead singer of the band Surfaces.
Oh, there you go.
So no shit.
Yeah. How about that?
I was like, that voice. Isn't that funny when you hear like a guitar lick or a beat or
it just hits you?
A singer's voice, and you're like, yeah, I know that one. Yeah. All right, sorry, go ahead.
There you go.
Oh, that's a great walk-up song.
Yeah,
that's really good.
It's like Weeknd's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that too. Yeah.
Something.
So I was like,
dude, walk up song. Does he have a dance too or what?
He just struts. He struts. And so I was like, it was so funny. So I was like, oh, what's your walk up song going to be? Thinking it was going to be.
He changed it.
Yeah.
Because it used to be.
Turned down for what?
That's right. Uh-huh. Right. That's what it was.
So
it was
a new season. So he wanted a new song. And so he told me about it. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Dad, look it up. Yeah. And I was like, all right. So I looked it up. I was like, this is a jam, dude.
Okay, I got a question.
This is a jam.
How are your kids finding these songs?
The videos that he watches are people either opening baseball card packs or people playing MLB.
Checks out.
MLB The Show or, you know, that kind of stuff, right? And so I guess somebody played it in, you know, while they were playing MLB The Show or something.
Is that funny to think how influential that is to your son at his age?
Right.
Are they thinking about that when they're throwing that in there? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. So
how wild music is.
He loves it. And I was like, all right, I can rock with that. That's cool. That's
so you're abandoning the highway. You're abandoning WMZQ.
No, I'm not abandoning any of that.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So Luke Combs just came out with a new album.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, country, the highway is always playing in my truck.
Right. I see the thing on the shared calendar, Sirius renewal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Sirius, all right.
And it went down.
Nice.
I talked him into that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
You got to.
This is good.
His vocals are unreal. Jam.
Let's crank it up. We should do this song.
I'm game.
Put it on the list, Bacon. Or Tim. I'll play the banjo if you sing it.
I'm back in the saddle again. Yeah, that's a... he gets some hate, but Morgan Wallen, this... You know, he put out another album of 36 songs, and I can't find a song that I don't like on this album.
You're not the only one. Now, I'm not a huge Morgan Wallen fan, but I'm talking to other musicians, and we recently, over the week, we were talking about, because, you're playing stuff out of the speaker while we're at the pool or at the beach or whatever, so it's like everybody's kind of throwing in their own songs. And... I think it was Tejas and Greg that both mentioned that Morgan Wallen's last album was just so big. It's like, which one's the banger? Yeah. I don't know. They're just,
But it's 36 songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
you're not Tupac or Biggie.
No.
What are we doing?
These are, but they're all jams.
Oh, so you think they're all jams?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you listen through the album, if you get a chance to just listen through his latest album, find me a song that you're like, oh, this stinks.
I think the argument at the beach was there are too many songs on one album that they all kind of start to sound similar or the same, that it's hard to pick out one that's like a single.
Play Love Somebody. That's
okay. Sorry.
That's another. No, you're good. Yeah,
I'm
you're
coming
fine.
From the other angle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is too flooded, that it's like, how do you pick and choose?
Yeah.
This sounds like it's from the 70s.
You sure this isn't Shelly Star? I think Tim just has country, pop country flowing through his veins.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where we're at.
So, this is good. If you can go to the bridge of this song...
The Spanish guitar.
Wait for it.
We played this when Ryan was here.
And harmonize it.
So you love that.
That's so awesome.
But is that country?
That's so country. And then, okay, so while we're on a Morgan Wallen kick, play I'm the Problem. I don't know any guy that doesn't relate to this song. You say I'll never change. Just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Just gonna burn the whole thing down. How do you? I guess I'm the problem, right? Ever falling in
love with a guy? Well, I've always thought that.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. That's why you're sitting over there by yourself.
Aww. And your miss never too.
I've heard this one too.
Right. If I'm so awful, then why are you still here?
I have thoughts.
I love this song.
I know. You love Morgan Wallen. Everyone loves Morgan Wallen.
No, but like, I think some people like him because it's like, oh, he's good looking and he puts out all this music, blah, 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 blah. Right. And, but to me, like,
Tim's focused on the first half.
The emotion of these songs are great. Thank you. That was good. No, you're fine. I was on a roll.
No, I love it. Honestly, having these conversations, obviously, it invites us to hear music that we wouldn't have otherwise heard. Right?
Sure. So, no, it's cool. So, no, I have not gotten rid of the
highway.
Highway. Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
Real quick, you were talking about how your kids were, showing you songs.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, Brody and I were in the car, and I played him a song. I was like, check this out. And he's like, oh, that's really cool. You should play this song, Dad. Look for a song called Too Sweet. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
And this guy.
Yeah, this song's a banger.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know you knew about Hozier. He's like, you know about Hozier? And I was like, yeah. And so we sat around and we just listened to Hozier songs the entire ride. We were both totally into it.
Did you take him to church?
No. I wouldn't do that to the poor boy.
Coming from that to
this. No, the song.
Oh, no.
He's so sensitive.
Good night, Cleveland.
He's so sensitive.
I'm out.
I got it. Bacon immediately went to heart with that one.
He goes. No, I wouldn't take him there.
It's his song.
I would U-turn if we ever got close.
Oh, that's so funny.
But it is interesting. Like to hear. So either the growth or the push from the record label or whoever's masterminding getting him into the space, because it's obviously not, Take Me to Church.
Yeah.
But it's a good song. I like it.
Yeah.
Obviously, got picked up on the reels and the TikToks. And
sure.
That's how everybody kind of disseminates music now.
I remember I developed my music taste from junior high on. That's really when I really developed my kind of individual. And he's at that age now where he's kind of developing his own music taste. And I kind of am looking forward to what happens.
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I keep trying to show him artists and he's like,
Yeah.
And like I play Steely Dan, he's like, oh no.
And you know what?
That's all right. One of these days.
Van Halen.
He'll hit his 30s and he'll be like, holy shit, Dad was right.
I understand. Yeah. Dad was right.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
What
about you, Brian? Mm.
Tim, if you like the harmonies on the Spanish guitars, Rodrigo y Gabriela, they are fantastic. I had been watching them for a long time. I don't know if they're still playing out. But the last time I saw them was at Wolf Trap. It was several years ago. It was probably like maybe just after COVID, around that weird period. What'd you pick?
Fairway to Heaven.
Can I play something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So they also do, they do cover songs, but they have their own stuff too. And one of the cover songs that, I don't remember the exact song, but it was a Metallica song. That was kind of cool. It's not this one, but I think this is their stuff.
Sleep with one eye open. Dude,
they're so good.
Oh, so jelly. Are they just all instrumental? Do they sing or what?
Mostly instrumental.
Okay.
Now he does more of the technical stuff and she does more the rhythm and the percussive kind of stuff.
Yeah, she slaps the guitar.
But they do bounce back and forth. I mean, this style of music, I fell in love with the movie Desperado at a young age.
Yeah.
And then that spawned like a whole explosion of love for Spanish music. Anyway, they're really fun. Anyway, all right. So music for me that I've been listening to lately, Goose. And they're just like a modern jam band, like feel good. You want to crank it up a little bit.
Sure. It's like a Fleetwood sound.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
A little bit.
I
was thinking about
direction. I've heard this song.
Yeah. This is probably one of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
But they have other great songs. Like, it's just, again, like feel good, vibing.
Yeah.
Like, you could put this on and clean your house.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, Bacon.
Yeah. This is like right up my alley. Yeah, I love this shit.
This is very much so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
They got some good technical stuff, some good solos. They're fun.
I just added them to my library.
Sweet. Do it. They have a few albums out that are fantastic. Mm.
They were touring with Duck Duck earlier.
Wow.
That literally took me a second to get. I was like, Duck Duck? I haven't heard of them. That was good, Jim.
But the other band that I have on my list is Half Alive.
Oh.
And I think I tried to share with you guys one of the songs that I like, which oddly enough is called Still Alive. But they have other stuff.
Still Feel?
Still feel. I'm sorry. Still feel.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I see still feel.
Yeah. Yes. Show me your still feel. Show me potato salad. Feeling closer to the stars. The way that they have constructed this song has rejuvenated my desire, passion, interest in writing music. Because you listen to this, it's like heavy bass line, like cool, fun, like kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
Just wait until we get through the pre-chorus and we hit the chorus. Crank that beat up. It's so freaking good.
A Jamiroquai vibe.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah, I can hear that
kinda
too.
Like an indie version.
Yes. Oh, 100% now.
Oh, that is sick. That That's transition great. Is disgusting
That's
to
great.
Me.
That totally threw a loop.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's all like poppy and fun, and then it's just like,
yeah.
Anyway, tight. They're great. I don't even know how I got turned on to them, but... all their music that you can find online is great, but that song very specifically, uniquely hits me in a in a fun way.
Are all of their songs kind of similar, or they all give a different vibe or what?
No, they're more like the first half of the song, not the chorus necessarily. Now they do kind of go back and forth, but from the songs that I have heard of theirs, that's the only one that makes that like deep cut kind of transition. Yeah. Where it's like, and you're like, ooh, where'd that come from?
Yeah. That's cool. Tight. How'd you find out about them?
You know who? Funny enough, I think we should have Matt King on as an interviewee.
Oh yeah,
for the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, he co-wrote Hulu and Do You.
He did.
He's a songwriter.
Actually and came up with the chords for Everything and All.
Yeah,
because I had already written the song or most of it, and I didn't know what to do with it, and he helped me come up. He actually came up with the first line. I'm grasping at straws, and I was like, oh, that's so great. It should be in a song.
Yeah.
And then I just rolled with it. And then the chords, and they're very similar chords to like the way that we play Tequila by Dan and Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Just different key. But I think it'd be cool to have Matt here in the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Find him up. Studio. Yeah.
In the studio.
That is
the
pun. He just has such a good ear for music.
He does.
He just pulls, I don't even know how he does it. Like what he's attached to, he's like an octopus.
Yeah.
He's just like always pulling in good music and then plays it for you in the car or like, here, listen to this, sends it to you, whatever.
All right.
Third artist. I just have to say this because I think you guys would appreciate it.
Okay.
I recently rediscovered Colin Hay. From Men at Work.
He's great. Love Colin.
Oh, he's
Colin
so
Hay.
Good. He's so good. Now, I...
Wasn't he in Scrubs?
He was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, when...
I can't get to sleep.
Yeah, when I was on this trip, we were... is that Overkill? Yeah. I can get to sleep. He's so good. So, his acoustic stuff, specifically, is what I rediscovered. He's just so nonchalant with every delivery, but it's all perfect.
He did a couple songs for the Garden State soundtrack.
That was the direction I was heading. So one of the songs, Tejas actually was the one that brought him up. He was like, you know, Colin Hay. And I was like, why does it sound familiar? And then he, you know, Men at Work. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. And then he was like, he's got acoustic stuff. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. So we started just listening to several of his songs. Overkill, Down Under. There's an acoustic version of Down Under that's kind of fun.
Is. Lindsay and I have been watching a lot of Hallmark mysteries. And there was one called Mystery 101 that was like a series.
Uh-huh.
And the intro would always be the do-do-do-do-do. Who could it be now?
Yeah.
And it would be the acoustic version, like, and it was, and so it turned into a joke.
Why does this sound so familiar?
I know. And I was like, oh, that's so good. And then it would be funny, like, even like during the day, like, I'm like, who's that knocking at my door? Go away. It'd be like, who could it be now?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's so funny. And like Scrubs immediately popped in my head because I remember there's a few episodes with him, but there was one that always pops in my mind. But I'm a huge fan.
This is where I was going with that. This song, I think I'm not the only one that wishes that they had written this song. Like, this song is so God bless it good.
When I first heard the song, I was at the end of a terrible breakup.
That's all it takes.
And you're like, man, well, that's crazy.
Hit me in the right spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where like an artist for me, like David Gray came in for that kind of stuff too. It's all of that same vibe. And it's so good lyrically, and just
there is a live like on stage recording of him singing and playing this song, and it sounds like this.
It's disgusting.
It's so, so good. And it's just like I'm getting chills right now. It's stupid.
He is definitely an underrated artist. Agreed. I will say.
He just has that voice where you just want him to read you to bed every night. You know, just like, tell me a story. It doesn't have to be sad. Never get over you.
Damn, you're going to make me sad, man.
But it's also funny to the way that he exaggerates some of the lines in this. Move to drink. Strong coffee. You know, like, but he doesn't sing it like that, obviously.
Right.
Anyway, so those are my three guys.
Yeah. So Blink 182 released a song called Anthem at the end of their album.
The first album.
Yeah. Enema of the State.
Mm-hmm.
As their last track on that album. And then Take Off Your Pants and Jacket starts with Anthem Part 2.
Question.
Yes.
Was it called Anthem Part 1 or just Anthem?
It was just Anthem.
Okay.
Yeah. And then their most recent album, One More Time, with the Reunited Gentlemen, they did Anthem Part 3. And I've never heard anybody talk about this before, so I'm going to be the first person, as far as I know, that's talked about it. It is such a great continuity thing between all of the albums. Here's the first Anthem, and this song is, to me, feels like a coming-of-age punk song where the guy, the message is like, you want to be grown up, you want to, you know, not be a teenager anymore, that type of thing, be an adult.
Classic Blink, right?
Yeah.
This is the Blink that I remember growing up on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it starts off this kind of slow thing, but then it speeds up.
Yeah, between the chorus and the verses, yeah.
But like the main line from the song is, I wish my friends were 21. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So then the next one, Anthem Part 2, comes out and it starts the entire album for Take Off My Pants and Jacket like this.
Oh, I remember this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one was on a Madden football game.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that from there. Was it Madden? I think it was Madden.
Could have been Tony Hawk.
No, it was either that or I was really big into NHL games back then too. So it was one of the two, but I think it was Madden.
But you hear how the song has like an intro and a build up?
Yeah. I dig it. I remember it.
And it might be hard to hear just over, you know, this particular platform, but
right.
Also notice the difference in production value.
Also true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one sounds like they recorded it in the garage. Now we're in a studio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So this is to me, like, so the first one was coming of age. This one's kind of like, this is I'm an adult now. Everything is fucked and I have issues. It's like kind of how this song goes.
When did this one come out?
This one came out. Oh man, you're going to put me on the spot on this.
I didn't want to put you on the spot on the first one. I know the album, but what year?
I should have been prepared for that.
No, you're fine.
Got him.
So Take Off Your Pants and Jacket was late 90s. This is early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking like 2003.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right. So what about Anthem?
So Anthem number three, are you ready?
When did this come out?
This came out this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're just without comment.
Like, this is big stage.
Yeah. Big intro.
Yeah.
Concert.
That's why he likes it.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, that's me in the spotlight. G.O.D. already got light.
I can tell because his feet are moving.
Yeah. He's like holding it back now that you said it.
Yeah. He's tucking him behind the chair. Dude, I dig it.
Here's the chorus.
So do you think Travis Barker is now just a robot? You'll despair the wreckage and find no one gave a fuck that you destroyed. Oh, wow. We got heavy.
But like the reason I present them to you, the three of them together, is because like it's three different phases in the person in their life. Like they're coming up. They want to be they're punk. They want to be grown up and. They wish their friends were 21. Right. Then they're old and they're like, oh, this fucking sucks. I don't have any control over the direction of a lot of things in my life. Fucking sucks. And at the end, it's like, now that I'm older, I need to start living before it's all over. You know, like I need to start making a difference in the people that in my life that care about me. So people do give a fuck if I died. You know what I'm saying? Like he's kind of like, it's like a midlife crisis type of a moment. Maybe
it's like an anthem.
It's an evolution.
And it's like
part three.
Yeah, I just want to say that like I don't know if anybody's ever put those three things together and talked about it. I just think it's cool.
I think that is cool.
And Travis is probably like, damn, why couldn't we have done this drum beat tempo on the first one?
Right.
My arms are tired. Like,
you know how hard it must be for him to tour Europe because he doesn't fly in planes anymore. So he takes a boat. That's for
Are you
real.
Being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious. Because he got in the, he was like the plane wreck.
Like a junior.
Yeah. Because he was in the plane wreck, remember? And he almost died. And I don't think he's been in a plane since.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wasn't there a DJ that died?
Yeah, there was a DJ that was with him. Oh, yes. He was super popular at the time, too.
DJ K, slice.
Could be.
Oh, my gosh. Who was it, Bacon?
DJ Khaled.
DJ AM.
DJ AM, yeah.
Yeah, it was DJ AM that...
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
2008, Learjet crash in South Carolina that killed four other people, leaving him and DJM the only survivors who were both hospitalized with severe burns.
But then DJAM, I think, took matters in his own hands.
Yeah, tire blowout.
Because he had survivor's guilt. Sorry. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And I think Travis Barker had like burns on his body.
Yeah.
And I think he covered them up with tats.
He might have. Makes sense.
Yeah. Sounds reasonable.
Anyway.
But yeah, there was a lot of time there where Blink was out of commission because he was out of commission.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But those drum beats.
Didn't they also have a different drummer for a period of time or at least maybe when they were on tour?
No, they had a different singer.
Well, that's when.
Angels and Airways.
Yeah. Right. But so. Hold on. I'm not going to pretend to know the Encyclopedia Britannica version of Blink-182's history.
I don't.
But didn't Tom and...
Jerry.
Tom, Jerry, and Travis. Scott.
Mark
Scott,
Hoppus.
Scott. Mark. There you go, down in my belly.
Milk was a bad choice.
So Tom and Mark had the split. That's why Tom went and did Angels and Airwaves.
Right.
Right. So Travis was not doing both, or
Travis played on.
I thought Travis played with another band.
He played with Boxcar Racer.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know who he did Angels and Airwaves with, to be honest with you. I don't know.
That was his own project.
That was his own project with other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boxcar Racer was because he had some dark shit he wanted to put on a record, but he didn't think Blink was the right avenue for that.
So
because
Mark wasn't down.
Yeah.
But Travis was.
No, I don't think it wasn't that Mark was down. It was that he didn't think that he didn't want to spoil the brand of Blink with sad stuff that he had that he wanted to put on a record.
Okay.
So he did Boxcar Racer, right? And
so is Travis just like, bro, I don't care, just whatever you want me to do.
I think so.
So the whole time he's
as most drummers are. Just put me in front of a kit, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Get in front of that kit. Yeah.
Do the one thing you're good at.
Yeah. Wow. Pound the skins, you bitch.
Wow.
I said it.
You did.
Yeah.
I've heard him say it.
Shit. Live.
He's got all this confidence because he got an inch cut off his hair.
Three.
Oh shit,
bitch!
Are you ever gonna go short haired again, or are you gonna be permanent?
I so often just want to buzz my head.
Yeah,
I just want to buzz it. I just want to do Tyler Durden.
Yeah, man.
You know,
there's something freeing about shaving your head.
You should do it on the podcast.
Ooh, that's good.
Or
you know what?
Do it for something. Let's do it for a reason.
Do it for a charity.
If we raised money for, so I just cut it, right? So
yeah,
I don't know what the minimum length is to donate here, but if I were going to cut my hair, buzz it, I would want to donate it. And we should
be shoulder length.
Raise money for, well, does this count?
You're just about there.
You're at Karen length.
So give me, let's say January. Let's say, so November is our 2-year anniversary.
It is.
So why don't we say, yeah. Tim's loving it.
I can't help myself.
Dude, the Karen cut was the worst.
Thank you.
It was so funny.
It was when I was still at the condo. I wore a hat for 3 months because I couldn't stand it.
Oh my God.
Thank Give me that God. Baseball.
So Liv.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
Kate Gosselin over there was leading up Radio NB.
Yeah. Thank God I missed that game.
Oh man.
But yeah, Liv is a godsend. Okay. She's got my back. I appreciate her very much.
Good show, fellas.
All right. Well, stay tuned for our next episode.
Yeah. Brian, anything you want to say?
Yeah, Brian. What are you going to do?
The next episode
is
an interview. Well, that's not true, is it? What's our next episode?
9/16. That's going to be released? That's next week. This one will be the one we're recording.
Oh, okay. This so one. we're caught up.
Yeah, we're caught up.
Okay. Yeah. So our next episode is going to be our second official interview with Rook Richards. He was with us in year one.
Mm.
He's now joining us in year two.
Yep.
He's got some big stuff coming up in 2026, and we're excited to have him.
Yep. And one of our favorite segments is feedback. So Bacon, tell them how to get that to us.
Feedback at podcastenvy.com.
Tell us what cover songs you think would be cool for us to cover. You got to keep in mind vocal capability and tempo guy over here. Just know that we have the ability to veto.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to continue to play When I Go Walking, I Strut My Stuff, and I'm So Strung Out. I'm high as a cat. I just might say it's ho!
The only...
God damn it.
Podcast Envy is a production of Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV. Follow us on TikTok at Podcast.Envy. Join our Patreon at Patreon.com/PodcastEnvy. Follow, like, and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Send us your feedback and more at PodcastEnvy.com. A Bacon Wave podcast production.